All right, welcome to the Love in the Time of podcast. This is the one with the optional Be Hopeful challenge. And today we have two guests joining us, repeat guests. First off, Alice, also known as Bomeranian, artist and...
Provocateur.
Provocateur, yes.
I don't even know what that word but means, but I'll take it.
Warrior.
All I'm actually a rogue.
Rogue, all right. And then also joining us is Brian, also known as Breadbox. He is an occasional collaborator with Jerkatorium, writes some lyrics, punches up some lyrics, and also in his own
never
right,
punches down.
Yes. an artist, musician, poet, etc., etc., etc.
Programmer extraordinaire, author of the Songfight Coverbot.
Yes.
Which has been doing really lousy lately.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine. It's not really important because, you know, plenty of people have been submitting real art, so.
Yeah. That's true. All right.
I was sure you were going to call me out there, but you didn't.
That's for later.
Yeah, we always like to see that from you. And you've had a pretty good percentage of those getting chosen, too. So always, always good to see your art in there. So do it. Do it more.
Yep, all right. I should.
All right. But so, yeah, welcome to the podcast. Welcome back. Any comments before we get started on the reviews?
So many songs. So many songs.
Yeah. So many songs. I have to say, I don't know how often this happens, that there's actually a rhyme inside the Songfight title. It's not a very strong one this time. It's easy to avoid, but it seems like it's some people actually kind of leaned into it, and some people tried to avoid it.
Oh, you mean the love of rhyme?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like I said, this one is pretty easy to avoid, but it seems like that's something that they would normally not do because it's kind of difficult to work around.
It could have been seen as a tricky title to work with because in the past, sometimes they've done like Love in the Time of blank, where there's this, you know, supposed expectation that you would fill it in. Here, there was no blank. So I think that some people were just thinking, well, that has to be the hook. That has to be the title right there with nothing extra.
Yeah.
We'll just fill it in.
Yeah, I noticed that also. I have to say, I was a little surprised, although in retrospect, maybe I shouldn't have been, by how many people actually leaned into the obvious talking about COVID-19. But
yeah.
I kind of expected more people to avoid that. But on the other hand, it's kind of unprecedented in most people's lifespans. I imagine most people don't even remember polio, much less the 1918 pandemic, you know, and it's something that's kind of hard not to think about, and it has lots of fodder, too. So maybe I shouldn't have been so surprised.
Also, I think the optional challenge was kind of leading people towards that, maybe, with being hopeful, you know, with maybe more leading people away from being not so hopeful about a pandemic, you know, rather than leading people towards being hopeful, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Like, yeah.
The people who thought this would be a perfect opportunity to make doom metal.
Like emo crap.
But you know, some people did.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing. Lots of foreshadowing in this intro.
I love foreshadowing.
Love in the Time of Love. A lot of people seem to go with that.
Yeah. I was a little surprised by that.
Maybe it was because of and love next to each other is so rhymey.
Also, like you said, you know, with that title, if you assume that the title is Love in the Time of and not a fill in your own blank, then yeah, I can see why you might go that way.